We were all wrong about the end of the world. It didn't end in some great big flash of nuclear war that was sparked by petty hatred for another country or some trade deal that couldn't go all the way through or just simply greed. It wasn't that. It wasn't due to some plague that slowly ravaged its way across the world as people desperately fought to try and stay healthy. No, it wasn't that either. It wasn't some creation of man. It wasn't some monster created in some lab that was hell-bent on destroying humanity as we know it, impervious to all of our weaponry. No, it wasn't that either. It wasn't some ancient creature awoken from the depths. No, it wasn't that. It couldn't have been. It wasn't a meteor. A meteor that, out of all the places it could have hit in the vast existence of our universe and the countless other universes out there. No. That's too lucky. No, it wasn't any of these things either. And no, it wasn't some ancient prophecy come to life that an ancient civilization predicted. No. It wasn't some alien threat from another galaxy seeking to expand their space-wide empire and kill us all. No. Wasn't that either. And it wasn't global warming or ice caps slowly melting and flooding the world. No. No second ice age happened that resulted in all of us freezing to death. It was nothing like that. It was nothing natural. Hell, it wasn't even an act of God. None of the stories predicted it like this. There wasn't some great rapture where all the faithful ones got taken up, nor was there a big Ragnarok of 1,000 battles waging in the skies until everything eventually restarted. It wasn't any of those myths either. None of us got it right. Not one person in the history of human existence ever predicted it correctly. No. Simply what happened is, the candle went out. Everything was normal. People walked to work, people went to school, children played in the park, and dogs walked by their humans, slowly moved as if nothing was happening. Not a care in the world, just a normal day in everyone and everything's everyday life. Plants grew in the sun, water flowed in the oceans and down rivers, and fish swam inside of them. Birds sang, and beetles hummed, but it all simply came to an end. As if the candle suddenly went out, and what was once filled of life and light just simply and suddenly ended.